Children lost their father. Wives lost their husband. Parents lost their sons. And on the shore, many lost their homes and fishing equipments. For many weeks now, there's so much sadness and grief in our villages, in our homes, and the local churches are the places of comfort and support. Today, however, I stand before you with a heart filled with gratitude for the outpouring of love and compassion you always show to assist missionaries when we come to you. You showed it at the time of tsunami, and you show it year after year to support various missionary groups. Your sacrifices, even if it is little, means so much to us, and we are deeply grateful to you, to your families, to your bishop, to the director of the Propagation of Faith, in particular your pastor and the deacon, for giving me this opportunity. My Archdiocese of Trivandrum is situated in the southern part of India, and it has about 270,000 Catholics. 90% of our people are by occupation ill-equipped traditional fishermen, and 10% are farm workers. Our ancestors were converted to Christianity by the toils and prayers of Saint Francis Xavier 450 years ago, at a time when caste system was so prevalent in India and our people were not allowed to worship a god. At this time of caste discrimination, the Christian understanding of God, religious freedom and equality, God's mercy and love, preached by Saint Francis Xavier, appealed to my people, so much so the entire villages accepted Christian faith. Today, everyone in these fishing villages is Catholic. A majority of these fishermen lives in small, clustered, thatched huts along the coastal belt of Arabian Sea in an atmosphere of malnutrition, undernourishment, and unhygienic conditions. These villages are densely populated. In one square mile area, there live more than 3,000 families in small huts. Their main means of livelihood is fishing. Poor they are, many of them cannot afford to have a mechanized boat for fishing. So 6 nights in a week, these fishermen go deep into the Arabian Sea in primitive sailboat. Regardless of thunder, rain, and lightning, whether they get fish or not, spend the whole night in the sea, come back to the shore next day morning. Then their wives and grown-up daughters carry the fish to the market for sale. Fishing is seasonal, only for 7 months. Lack of resources and the scarcity of alternative employments make their lives miserable. Many days, the children go to bed hungry. Added to that, during monsoon, the torrential rain washes away many huts from the shore, while the unbearable heat of the summer burned down several homes. This repeats every year. During these natural calamities, this community is at the mercy of the state and religious organizations for their food and shelter. At the same time, the faith life is thriving in this community. Nearly 90% of our people frequent Sunday masses. The surplus of priests, seminarians, and religious is a sign of increasing vocation to religious life. At present, we have 150 seminarians in various seminaries. Still, we need more, but we cannot afford to train them, so we turn away vocations. The increasing number of new converts from low caste Hindus adds up our burden to establish local churches and to renovate the old church buildings that were built by foreign missionaries. So to continue our welfare program for these fishermen and to train our seminarians, we look up to outside resources for support. However, today I come before you on behalf of many young widows and children, the victims of Hurricane Oki. They lost their only earning member, to beg for your prayers and for some emergency assistance to provide them with the food, shelter, clothing, and education. And some of them don't have houses because they all live at the shore, washed away, and the bishop is trying to build, they're not very expensive houses, to provide houses, housing to these victims. In our missionary journey, when we find our path thorny, our future gloomy, when the widows come and they knock at our doors with their kids for a pair of clothes to cover their nakedness, or for a few grains of rice to feed them in their hunger, or for a few dollars to purchase notebooks and send them to school to continue their education. Often, we too get tempted to run away from those normal requests, routine requests, considering our inability to meet all their needs. The inconvenience, our helplessness. Those are the times, as you and I are reminded in today's scripture, our Lord tells us about the true discipleship, the cost of discipleship. It is demanding to follow the Lord's ways. As the Book of Wisdom tells, in those times when we are struggling, not knowing what to do in the face of many problems, is inviting us to discern by opening ourselves to the wisdom of God. And God will show surprises when we submit ourselves to God's ways. So Christian discipleship is very demanding. At the same time, it brings a lot of blessings, a lot of sacrifices. And basically, our Lord is inviting us how God showed his goodness to us, abundant blessings, and to follow his way to show little compassion, little understanding toward those who are suffering. So we may not be able to fulfill every material need of our people, but we stay with them, we struggle with them, strengthening their faith and teaching them in every age. Our Lord is our refuge. He's the source of every blessing. This makes us persevere in our struggle. Moreover, our faith and hope in you, even though I am 10,000 miles away from you, today I could come and share our stories with you, and you always, always share your blessings with us. You give us hope to carry on Jesus' mission among our people. At times I wonder, if you stop helping the missions, how would they survive? So may I request to make a one-time sacrifice, maybe one meal of your family. With the $50, you could pay 1 month the expense of a seminarian, 1 month the expense of a boy or girl in this high school, a 1 month expense for food of a family of three people. With $100, 1 month expense of a priest, whatever you contribute would be a great blessing. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. In return, we have nothing to offer you materially except our prayers, our gratitude, and the gospel promise. You are fortunate because the poor cannot repay you, but the repayment will be made when the virtuous rise again. Let me conclude with a prayer. Lord, give us eyes to see the pains in other people's eyes, especially the members of our families. Lord, give us ears to hear the cry in other people's voices, especially those of our own flesh and blood. Lord, give us compassion to become involved in other people's needs. And give us the courage to reach out and ask, "Can I help in some way?" Our pastor mentioned there is only one collection, but there are collection envelopes you will find in the pews. Whatever you put in those envelopes goes to this community. And if you are not prepared today, kindly take an envelope with you and you may bring it back next 2 weekends. And if you are going to write a check, please do so, payable to your parish under the memo. Kindly write for the missions. Thank you.